All right, we're back for our second hour. This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and none other than Bobby Call.
And Michael Tusky.
And Michael's over there. You're listening to Who's Talking. We're glad.
And don't forget producer-engineer Jesse here.
Yeah, we don't want to forget Jesse the Body Ventura. We're back and glad to have former UVA kicker Kenny Stadlin joining us. Kenny, are you there?
Hey there. How's everybody doing?
All right, Kenny, you got to get pumped up. I know it's been a tough week coming out of that Boston College loss, but if anybody can lift their spirits, it's one of my favorite field goal kickers, Kenny Stadlin. How you doing, boy?
Oh, we're doing well. I heard you had my roommate on here earlier, Howard Petty.
We did have Howard. I thought it was – we were trying to bring some good karma to the Cavaliers this week, headed down to Bleaksburg to play those dreaded Hokies. And
now, you got a lot of Annapolis. Didn't Howard Petty say he was from Annapolis?
We did.
And now, Kenny Stadlin, your bio here says he lives in Annapolis? Or
he lives there now.
Yeah. He lives there now. So we have, good old Naval Academy flavor here tonight.
Well, actually, Kenny's from Hampton Road. So, Kenny, we didn't have a chance to do the big preview for you, but suffice to say you were a walk-on on Coach Welsh's first class back in 1982. And previously to that, you played for the Hampton Crabbers, where you guys won everything in sight, including a couple of state championships. And you went on to earn a scholarship for three seasons. And then you were All-ACC in 1985, no less, when you made 16 of 19 field goals. And I'm pretty certain you never missed any 25-yarders when it counted.
Actually, that I did. I mean, not in that kind of situation, but I missed a 19-yarder, if you'll believe it.
How's that possible?
It was just a lesson, man. Actually, it was right before halftime. I just let up a little too much, kind of like what Robert Randolph said he did. It's a lesson that a guy has to learn, but that was one of the ones that I missed. That's really one of the ones I regret the most. It was down in Wake Forest, and we ended up losing 38-34, and we could have kicked a win at the end. And like that's one of my, I had to learn from that one. Big Bill Dunn, I don't know if you remember the old strength coach, but
I do remember that name.
6'3", 350. And at halftime, after I missed that, I come in there, he said, "I want you in the weight room Monday morning, boy."
Well, Frank doesn't think I pay attention to football, but, the key, the one difference in college football, particularly for those short kicks, is the hash marks are different. In professional football, the hash marks are such that you don't have that angle, but in college, sometimes with the real close kicks, the angles can be tough.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird, and unless you've really thought about it and prepared yourself, just like a lot of situations, if you haven't really looked at it or prepared yourself, it's easy to not line yourself up right. And, a few years ago, I don't know if you guys remember when Navy failed to make a real short kick like that against Army to win it, and it was the same situation. It's just you never get up that close. You're like, 18 yards? Yeah, no problem.
Kenny, what's the key to lining it up? That seems to be crucial.
It's pretty simple, but you just got to, if you get way over on the right side and you go, back straight toward away from the goalpost and then over, you're actually standing behind the ball. You just have to kind of have looked at it that way a few times to feel confident, because you want to go get on the side of it like you would be coming at it on a normal soccer style kick.
Mm. Kenny, let's move to current events. Virginia's coming off a tough road loss, but a well played game and a closely contested game against Boston College. They're going on the road down to their favorite destination, Bleaksburg, Virginia, to play the Hokies. What's the mindset got to be for the Cavaliers this week? And talk to us, going back to your days as a Cavalier. You guys traveled down there in '84 and were able to win a huge game. You and Howard and Don Majkowski and John Ford. And talk to us a little bit about that mindset.
Well, I think the key to building up a winning team is that you've got to believe in the things that you're doing. I mean, you can see that they're able to run the ball. Our guys are able to run the ball, and that helps a lot with the, setting up the offense. But, the hard part for our guys this weekend is going to be that we haven't proven we can really step up and stop the run, physically, and some of it's technical. I mean, they're just not strong on the edge at all. You know, they got to work on that, fix that. I mean, they got to believe in themselves, and you know, they got to start making plays. And I think we talked about it before, but you know, the key is that you got to have a few guys start making plays, and other guys start to see it and believe in themselves. You know, and that's how you deliver a whole game and a whole performance. And you know, they. Unfortunately, you got to prove that on the field. We came close last weekend, and they probably played a better game, and they definitely keep on fighting. But they're going
to play. The difficulty with Virginia Tech is they have a lot of talented running backs, and then, of course, you have the wild card Tyrod Taylor, who can take off at any point in time if you lose containment. So it makes it very difficult, and he throws the ball pretty well, and they've got excellent
receivers. Yeah.
So they got the whole package, which makes it difficult on the defensive side.
Well,
the whole thing, though, I mean, I believe anytime any football game, it's the running backs, but it's the line. You know,
yeah.
You're going to win these games on the line, and we're running it pretty well. You know, and the fact of the matter is that if we're going to win this game, we have to step up there and be able to say, you know, the hell with you guys, we're going to run it, and you know, be able to do that. You know, be able to say to really jam it right at them. I mean. Ultimately, a good football game's got a lot in common with a fight.
Yeah, you're right, and it's confidence. You're right. It takes a lot of confidence to go out there and whip that other guy. You know, I think you're also going to have to get that passing game intact. I mean, we've got the second-rated passing attack in the ACC, and, you know, I think we're going to have to score some points because our defense is having trouble, and, you know, we get some turnovers, we score some points, and you know, it's going to have to be probably some short passing because, you know, we're going to have to protect that quarterback, which we've done a good job.
Yeah, I think, but I mean, I think we'll throw well if we run well. I mean, you know, it's based on that philosophy. I mean, you can see what they're trying to set up, and I'm a huge fan of the way they're doing it, where they're definitely trying to run the ball first.
Well, I think that's Coach London's philosophy, and I think down the road, another year or two, when he gets some additional players in. Now, the question is, do we have the personnel to do that now, or do we need to use some short passing in lieu of running? Do you run to set up the pass or pass to set up the run? I guess that becomes a question, too.
Yeah, and
I think, yeah, but I think if you look at it, well, I mean, what I look for this weekend is if we're going to win, we're going to run it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And we'll be able to pass it. We'll get some stuff off the pass and attack. But, you know, if they take the run away from us, you know, then it's going to be hard for us.
Yeah, it'll be a lot.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's you know, that's the way I look at it. I mean, we've proven that we can run the ball. We just have to, you know, get out there and establish it. And it's you know, got to happen across the line. I mean, those guys have to really set the tone and win those battles.
You know, Virginia Tech's defense, rushing defense, is only seventh in the ACC, so it looks like there's an opportunity there.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, maybe we can put up 25, 30 points, you know. I mean, we're going to have to score to win. I mean, it's not like we're going to stop them.
Yeah. And the last five wins we've scored 32 points or better, so that looks like it could be the magic number.
So, yeah, hopefully. That's the, you know, they... When we talked in October, it was, you know, we had a chance at the time to have a decent November, and they've played tough. I mean, it's a shame that the Duke game, we just weren't able to stop anybody. But it comes down to, I don't, you know, people say it's talent and all that, but, I mean, when you're a player and you're playing Division One, I mean, you just got to step up and get the job done, you know. You can't look around and go, I'm not talented enough. You're a Division One athlete.
Yeah, you're right. And it takes, you know, you got to watch the game film. You got to know what you're up against. And it's Virginia Tech UVA. So, really, you know, you're right. Anything can happen in that game.
So, yeah, I mean, God knows we deserve it, right? We've been suffering for a long time. I mean, heck, they're even good at basketball now.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I want to tell you something. I hate this.
Hobgood almost fell out of the chair, by the way.
I hate them with every bit of ounce of my body as a fan, and you know, nothing gives me more pleasure than when they lose. But I mean, I'm watching them play football, and I'm rooting for the other team, and I end up watching a lot of games because of that. And it's frustrating as hell.
Hey, Kenny, you know, a thought that crossed my mind this week in preparation for this game is on defense. with the problem of not being able to really stop teams up the gut with the fullbacks and so forth up the middle and losing containment quite a bit, wouldn't Virginia be well served at least on first and second down possibly of dropping another, maybe the strong safety down into the box and trying to put more players right there at the line of scrimmage to try to confuse the situation at the line of scrimmage and try to outnumber the hokey blockers? What do you think of that?
I think it would be great, except that, you know, four or five times a game you look up and they're running way behind our secondary. And then, you know, when that happens, you know, that can be a touchdown in one play. So, you know, that tends to shake your ability to do that, you know, to take those kind of chances. And, you know, that's the real problem. I mean, I think it's pretty similar to me. It's pretty similar to the, you know, way we were talking about offense.
Right.
You know, you have to be sound against the run, you know, good enough that you can make them do other things, because once you take something away from them, you know, and then you can dictate to the offense. But, you know, we just haven't turned the corner yet on defense. And I think we will. I mean, it seems like we've got enough coaching there that we will. And, you know, they definitely have enough experience. But, you know, I look for fundamentally sound play, and, you know, we've been getting killed consistently with the same things. That's been hard to watch.
Yeah, it's a one-on-one deal, isn't it? I mean, it's you against the man in front of you, and that's the man you got to beat, and it's got to come together as a team. But it's amazing how one breakdown, you know, the ball goes there, and it's a big play.
Kenny, talk to us a little bit about the 1984 Peach Bowl. You had two field goals made in the fourth quarter, I believe, that ensured the victory. Tied the game and then gave us the lead. And I think Daly made a nice interception at the end on one of Everett's passes, and the game was over. And talk to us a little bit about the feeling there amongst the players to that amazing accomplishment.
Well, I mean, emotionally, it was a really exciting season. And in a period of time, I mean, you know, people just hadn't experienced much winning in Charlottesville. And so, you know, when we were able to start building some success, and, you know, Coach Welsh came in and had a pretty simple philosophy and really had us, you know, taking care of the details was what he was really preaching about. You know, take care of the little stuff and the big stuff will take care of itself. And, you know, we all bought into that. We all believed in ourselves as players, you know, and we felt like we could be a good team. And then we started to have some success, you know. And so making it to the Peach Bowl was a dream come true. And then being able to win and seeing all the happy fans and being a part of delivering that to people was really a proud time for all of the guys on the team.
Kenny Stadlin has been visiting with us tonight on Who's Talking. Kenny, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and we appreciate your joining us tonight.
Thank you, and let's go. Let's get one this weekend.
It would be super.
Let's have an extra turkey. That would be nice.
Well, that's right. we're looking forward to one of these holiday weekends where we get turkey on both Thursday and Saturday. That hasn't happened much lately, but one always hopes. At any rate, Kenny Stadlin joining us tonight. Yeah, thank you much. We'll go to break, come back, and if those of you who want to switch over to WRVA to watch or listen to the basketball game, the Michigan State-Wisconsin or Washington game is still going on.
Running long,
so the Hoos won't start probably until we're done.
Until probably 8 o'clock.
So stick with us. But anyway, we'll be back after these messages.
All right, this is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood. You're listening to Who's Talking. We've got Bobby Call with us in studio, as well as our trusted research analyst, Michael Tusky. All right, this is a short segment. We're going to jump on the ACC game previews as we head into the weekend, and we're going to do UVA versus Tech last. Let's start with Boston College at Syracuse.
What do you think, Dr. Call?
Well, they're playing at Syracuse. That's a tough place
Carrier
to play.
Dome.
Yep. That's right, and Syracuse is having a good season. I think I may go with Syracuse.
How about you, Hobo?
I'll have a little loyalty to the ACC. I think Boston College can get a win up there.
Michael, just shout out.
Boston College.
All right, good for you. I think I'm going to stick with Boston College. I think they they probably gained some confidence with the win. Against,
nothing like beating Virginia to gain confidence.
That just builds you. teams always do well after.
Hey, that'll be the case in a few years, but we may not lose many games in a few years.
All right, next game, Hobo. South Florida at Miami.
Yeah, I think the Canes have too much for them.
Yeah, I'd go with the Canes. That freshman, true freshman quarterback, he's a star.
Yeah, he's a player. How about you, Michael?
As they say on TV, the U.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Miami. Florida is at Florida State. This is a big-time game. No love lost between these two teams. Looking at their stats here, Florida is 7-4, 4-4 in the SEC. This is probably a save-face game for them. Florida State is 8-3, 6-2, and jockeying for position going into the bowl games. Both teams need the game. Hobo, what do you pick?
The ACC is a basketball league. I'm going with Florida.
Okay.
I'm going with the Seminoles. I think Florida State's going to whoop them.
How about you, Michael?
Florida State, I agree with Dr. Call.
I'm going with FSU. Not sure what stats Jim Hobgood's looking at.
It's called the Southeastern Conference.
Yeah,
I think it's a good pick anytime.
Yeah, they're 4-4 right now, though, Hobo, in conference. North Carolina at Duke, and you talk about two schools where there's no love lost. Doesn't matter if they're playing tiddlywinks, football, basketball, whatever. North Carolina at Duke. Hobo, who do you like?
I like Mike Krzyzewski. Oh, they're talking football.
Yes.
Well, I think North Carolina may have a little too much talent for the Dukies. I'll go with the Tar Heels.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Heels are gonna take this one.
How about you, Michael?
Hopefully Butch Davis's final regular season game is a win.
It might be. I'm going to go with Cutcliffe and the Dukies, just to be a contrarian. NC State at Maryland. Let me give you guys some stats there. NC State is 8-3, 5-2 in the conference. They did lose to Virginia Tech.
Now, there's only one stat that matters, and that is NC State wins, they go to the championship game.
That's true. At Maryland,
so I'm going with Tom O'Brien and the Wolfpack.
Maryland is 7-4, though. Games at home. Friedgen is and his boys need to bounce back from that bloody loss to Florida State.
Not going
to
happen. Wolfpack.
What do you think?
Russell Wilson, great game. Going to win.
How about you, Michael?
Wolfers.
Yeah, I think this could be Wilson's finest moment. I think they're going to spank him. All right, South Carolina, Clemson, that state bragging rights down there. Looking for some stats right here. All right, South Carolina is 8-3, pretty good season, 5-3. They did beat Alabama this year, boys. They're at Clemson. Clemson is 6-5, 4-4, and this would have to be described as a disappointing year for the Tigers.
Not going to be a happy night in Death Valley. Again, Southeastern Conference, go with South Carolina.
Michael.
Gamecocks.
South Carolina's having an incredible year. What a talented bunch of players. I got to go with the Gamecocks.
I'm gonna pick an upset here. I would think that this would be a great way for Parker to finish his career, to somehow pull out a W. And you have to throw the record book out when these teams play.
His W will come on the baseball diamond this spring.
It probably will, but I'm going with Clemson. You guys mark that one down. Wake Forest at Vandy. Not sure what the relevance of the game is.
They may not even play it, but at any rate.
They're going to play it. Wake Forest is 2-9. Vandy's 2-9.
Vanderbilt is a bad team, but they are in the Southeastern Conference. I'm going with Vandy.
I'm going with a tie, 0-0.
You're going to tie. How about you, Michael?
I'll be loyal to the ACC and go with the Deacons.
I'm going to pull for Jim Grobe and the Deacs. I'm hoping they can right the ship and get a W. All right, Georgia Tech at Georgia. This is going to be a bloodbath. You talk about two teams that really want it. Georgia Tech is 6-5. Georgia is 5-6. And would have to be this is a crucial game for Jim Richt, the coach at Georgia. Hobo, what do you think?
Georgia. Southeastern Conference, that's been consistent in my picks.
I know, and you're going to be wrong again. Go ahead. Somebody picked
something.
But
between the hedges, it's looking like the Bulldogs.
Bulldogs as well.
I'm going with Georgia Tech, and I think the crazy offense they run, even with the backup quarterback, is going to throw the Bulldogs into a tiz. We're going to come back and preview the Virginia at Virginia Tech game ad nauseum after the break.